The world leader in Internet Talk Radio. Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to America's Voice. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Oh boy, I am your host, and I am here, and I'm delighted to be here, because what I want to let you know is the news is in, folks. America is waking up. It is happening right now. This is what we're up to, and this is what we're doing. We've dropped enough of the past crud that we've been carrying around for centuries and eons, depending upon what structure you come from. And we're releasing all of that stuff out into the ionosphere, and hopefully it'll just decompress if it does the way it works. And what we're doing is we're reinventing ourselves. And there are people that have actually been doing work on reinvention for a long time. We have a remarkable opportunity here with our guest Ron Zeller today, who's a former forum leader and an outstanding athlete. We'll ask him about the marathons he's run. And Patty Coda Robles, our MSCC. I don't know, Patty, I think there's a touch of the astrologer in you. Wouldn't you have to admit it?
Well, I'm interested in that. I certainly haven't studied astrology.
Right. She doesn't say I do astrology, okay? But when you listen to what's happening with the actual physical universe, because Patty's our reporter standing on the rim of the universe, looking at the physical universe and saying, hey, there's solar eclipses this month, and so on and so forth. But I'll let her tell that story. So call your friends, invite them to listen. We've got a mailing list. We would just love to have you come over and sign up for us, so you would have known about Patty and you would have known about Ron Zeller a while ago. So if you go over there, we're actually giving away an iPod Shuffle, and we're going to be doing that just before Thanksgiving. And, you know, I'm very excited to have these two here today. And we really want to invite you to go to the website, and we also want to, which is Heaven Incorporated, all spelled out, and WakingUpInAmerica.com. We want you to meet the people that are talking to you. If you want to get contact with them, there's ways to contact all of the people you'll be hearing on the radio today by going to the website. And we'd appreciate any good ideas about people you think that would be perfect for sponsoring us. And with that, I am going to introduce you to Ron Zeller. Ron Zeller is... God, Ron, I think I met you 15 or 20 years ago.
Been a while.
It's been a while. And I'm very good friends with Mary Louise. And Mary Louise and Ron have had a long-standing relationship that they've turned into a marriage. What is that?
Martians are jamming us.
Oh, my God, they must be. It's the energy. It happens all the time, Ron. We have to keep it down, okay? So, what? You wanted to come on today, and you wanted to talk about winning the second half of your life, and you wanted to talk about a future that didn't include a bunch of creaky joints, and I'm too old for that. And
right.
And what have you done with this work?
Well, okay, good. I'll jump in, and you'll just ask questions, and between the two of us, we'll get it teased out.
Yeah.
But you know, I've always been interested in the possibility that we humans are not living fully. And that there's this whole area untapped in us. Well, how do we get access to it? And like most people, I read a lot of self-help books, and I trained myself in various disciplines. I became a transactional psychologist and a gestalt therapist and did all kinds of things to improve myself. But there seemed to be something missing until I got my hands on not improving myself, but altering who myself actually is.
Oh.
So going beyond improving myself, but really discovering myself, and that I didn't know myself, and who is myself, and what's the possibility if I could get my hands on, I don't know the right word to use, but we'll just say, for want of a better term, expanding myself and my self-expression. So then that was going along fine. I worked with a number of organizations and had a chance to work with people around the world, maybe about 300,000 people in all walks of life, as they looked at themselves and to engage in that exploration.
I need to say that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people work with more people, but it was the thing I liked about it was different religions, different races. I worked with Aboriginals. I worked with gang members. I worked with Jews and Arabs in the same room in Jerusalem. I worked all over the world in with Russians, and when we had an Iron Curtain. And in that was one of the best trainings I think the universe could have provided me with, okay?
Wow.
In terms of discovering who we humans are, really. Not looking from who Ron Zeller is and trying to figure out myself, but myself like a human being.
And or us as like a pulse or something.
That's right. That's right. Like, who are we?
Let me ask you a question about
sure.
pulse, okay? So I'm here. I'm engaging in society. I'm acting differently than everybody else. Everybody else is aging. How has this whole conversation evolved into all these people that you've seen? I would imagine that there's certain things
I was going
they share.
There.
They share, like, probably a love of their families or something
yeah.
like that. But what would you say are the common themes that unite us as human beings that can be that you are actually engaged in evolving to the highest state imaginable?
Well, that we don't know who we are, that we don't communicate and pretend that we do, and that until we confront the breakdowns and the pit and the bottom and the inauthenticity, we can't really grasp and gain access to our majesty and our glory. So it's like a two-way journey. You know, in some traditions they talk about the dark night of the soul. Until I'm willing to descend into all the areas in which I'm not operating effectively and not even operating effectively, but being a traitor to life.
Got it.
Then until I can confront my own disloyalty to my own life and life, I have no access to my the element of myself or the aspect of myself that has to do with greatness.
Would it be inappropriate for me to ask you what your dark night of the soul was?
Well, no. The dark night of the soul for me came when the doctor looked me in the eye and said, you know, you got a year to live or less, and you can do this and this and this. You know, you can do this chemotherapy, you can do this radiation, get this surgery, and if you do this, you got so much percentage that'll kill you, and so much percentage that'll kill you, and so much percentage this will kill you. And I added up all the percents. I was better off doing nothing. So I decided to go off and die. So, you know, I got a trailer and a truck, nice truck. Nice trailer.
Well, good last year. You
and I went off to see the country with my wife and my five-year-old son. And I think that the darkest moment came when I was parked for a couple weeks in this trailer park, not far where I live now, amongst a bunch of criminals who were, like, making their way in life in their trailers and stuff. And everything froze up. The pipes froze up. The bathroom froze up. The electricity went out. And I realized my life was not working despite all my esoteric talk about, you know, us human beings. My philosophy was not getting me anyplace.
Yeah.
And so I chose to look and see where I could make a contribution in life. And I saw that I'd done a lot of work, more than virtually anybody in communications. So I started to talk to some people that I knew and said, you know, can I donate? Can I, like, contribute some training in communication? And they said, okay. So I got involved in that, and instantly my life shifted.
Wow.
It shifted so dramatically. Now, I was 62 at the time. I was retired, living on Social Security in my little trailer, and, you know, life kind of winds down at 62.
Well, Ron, that's when you're supposed to be planning what color casket you're going to have.
That's right. Well, you've seen your best years. And now I live in this glorious house up at Sundance. You know, Robert Redford's my neighbor on one side, Pierce Brosnan on the other side. And after my life turned around, I started to get well, got well pretty fast. And I decided I had to do something to handle my mind, which was still worried. So I said, I'm gonna do the toughest thing I can find. So what I found was I would run a 100-mile race. Do I have time to talk about this, Valerie?
Oh, yeah, a 100-mile race.
Yeah, and the most I'd ever run, like 10 years, 15 years earlier, was a marathon, okay? And I thought, well, I could. And now I'm 67. I'm talking about when I'm 64, a few years after being in my trailer. But my mind is still worried about dying, even though the illness has left my body.
Right.
And I thought, I got to do something to handle my mind because I'm living life so carefully. And I thought, well, I'll do this unpredictable thing. So I registered myself in this 100-mile race in Utah over the mountains at an average elevation of 8,500 feet and 50,000 feet elevation change up and down, and you got to do it all in a little over a day. And I went out to train, Valerie. The race was 6 months after I registered. I trained my first day. I could run a block. And I laughed insanely at the end of that block. How could I ever think that I could run 100 miles? But I trained like it was possible, and 6 months later I showed up at the starting line with the flu at 5 in the morning, and I'd run the most 15 miles in the mountains. And I thought, well, if I do 17 miles or 18 miles, that'll be a personal record, and, you know, I will regard it as a victory, so I'll just do whatever I can do. And I went out there, and I put one foot in front of another, and I kept going. I got to mile 20, mile 30, mile 40, mile 50. I kept going until I got to mile 75. And, Valerie, if you can picture a zombie from the movie Night of the Living Dead just kind of shuffling down the street, that's how I looked at mile 75. And I had people running with me whose job it was to encourage me to keep going. The guy who was running with me said, I think maybe you should stop. He's supposed to be encouraging me. He said, maybe you ought to pull out of the race now. And I thought, well, if anybody complains, you know, and you said you run 100 miles, I say, you run 75, sucker, and talk to me about it. Because I was amazed that I'd gone that far.
Got a guess after only 15.
And I settled down to sleep, okay? And all of a sudden, I felt these 2 feet in my back kicking me up. We were at Brighton Ski Resort, and they were weighing me to make sure I hadn't lost too much weight and fatal illness from kidney failure or something. And it was my wife, Mary Louise, kicking me up. She said, look, you old, I won't say what she said, but she said, look, you old, and then she said, get up on that trail. You said you're doing 100 miles. Now get out there and do it. And I had to climb from that ski resort to 11,500 feet to the pass, and I was totally, totally, totally burned out. And when I got to that pass, the sun was coming up, Valerie, and the light went into my eyes, and I felt energy, and I started moving a little faster than a shuffle, and then a little faster than a jog, and I ran most of the last part of the 25 miles in, and I won the race.
You won it?
I won the 100-mile race in my age division, for my age division. And it was then I discovered that you and I do not have the faintest idea what we're capable of. Or said another way, we do have an idea of what we're capable of, and it limits us. And that's when I started to make my life about doing impossible things, which has been an exciting adventure. As I've gotten older, I've done more bizarre things. So I went over to...
I'm going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
You're listening to Waking Up in America. We're on the air with Ron Zeller. If you've caught any of this story, I know you want to come back for the rest of it. Please go to our website at wakinguponamerica.com, and please sign in there and let us have you on our mailing list, and we'll keep you posted of the things to come. And, for instance, today Ron could say, go to the website and sign up on the mailing list. You send us any questions that you have about Ron, we'll forward them to him. You can also call us free 866-RADIO-99 and do that. So it's Ron Zeller today. We've got Patty Cota Robles coming up in about 6 minutes from now, and we have people that might want to ask a question of this man.
Hey, Valerie, it's Lisa Malta.
Oh, Lisa. Lisa could make it. Lisa, where are you right now?
I'm in the back roads of Oklahoma, hoping to avoid a tornado.
Oh, my God. Talk about putting it. Well, you've been listening to Ron. What do you have to say to the man?
Well, I am signing up for Ron's second half, meeting, I guess, we're going to have next month. So, Ron, why don't you share with us some of the stuff that I'm going to be learning?
No, I'll be happy to. Well, one of the things you're going to be learning is how to live impossibly in the second half of your life rather than wind it down. In other words, you know, a lot of people talk about being over the hill. You're going to learn how to keep climbing the hill and not be over the hill. But actually, you're going to learn the power of space also in our lives and the impact that has on who we can be. And you're going to learn that you can contribute to life by your example of living your life as you get older, because we humans have gotten trapped in a false image of aging. And it's so pervasive, it's like hypnotic. It's like when they all believe the earth was flat, or, you know, like problems were caused by witches. Everybody thought that was the way it was, and they really argued for it. Well, we've gotten trapped in our own sense of aging and what that means to us as human beings and what's available and what's not available. And as I was telling Valerie just before we went to the break, I went over to Himalayan Mountains and ran halfway around the Annapurna Range and have run in different places in the world long distances now. And last year I just took up strength training and I broke the American records in powerlifting. I'm now going over to compete in my age in Finland and for the world record in powerlifting in my weight and age.
Yeah, I got to do a sidebar here because our listening audience doesn't know that you are married to the fabulous gold medal taekwondoist who, at, what is she, 62 or 63 now?
She's 62.
Didn't even start until she was 45. She's the one that told him to get off his butt and run.
That's right, and she just broke the world's powerlifting record for women in the chest press and was just inducted in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame, most outstanding female competitor in the martial arts. And she trained on the Olympic team when she was 58, and as Valerie says, she didn't start till she was 47. So you ladies who are sitting out there saying, I'm too far over the hill, it's too late, please take notice. Maybe you haven't even begun.
Yeah, we're getting some energy stations getting started here where we're gathering information that's going to be put on the website within the next month. And what it is about is different ways that you can actually add energy into your life. Right now I'm working with a laser. It's an exciting situation. But what I really want to do is I want to brag on Ron because I've taken, Ron, the first seminar that really had impact on me, I think I'd done one with you before that and I liked it. It was good, you know.
Yeah.
But it was the one between my husband and I.
Yeah.
Had separated and divorced. We had separated in 1976 and then divorced in 1982.
Right.
We were both people that believed in keeping our promise.
Right.
And he and I took your communication seminar.
Right.
And
Lisa, some of the work we're going to be doing is communication, especially listening. That can alter the results that we get in the second half of our life.
So when we were walking out of the room, and this to me was the culmination of your mastery, okay, about the space there, I looked at my husband, my ex-husband, and I said to him, thank you for having married me.
And that was probably not predictable, right?
No.
That you'd ever say that.
Nor that he would say, thank you so much, I've waited for years to hear you say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was not possible.
And Lisa, that's another thing we're going to create in the workshop is powerful completion at all levels with the past.
And completion does not mean ending, folks. Completion means you complete something, you get to have a new beginning. The first time I heard completion, Ron,
yeah.
I thought it was some kind of horrible death where I had to lose something.
Oh, I got it, yeah.
Okay? And it took years of seminars for me to realize that the act of completion is an act of compassion and love and freedom.
Right.
And that from that, we create the space of our next venture. You know?
Yeah.
And I took your other class, too. Well, besides taking forums with you, I took your organizational class.
Yeah, mission control.
Uh-huh.
A time, your relationship to time.
Now, I just have a little sneaky suspicion, my friend, because I talk to my friends that are crazy, they don't have enough time. It's hysterical. I'm sorry to see them suffer, but they don't listen. Because the conversation about time gives you all the time you need. It puts you in the zone. And when you're in the zone, everything works out, don't you think, Ron?
Well, it's funny. You know, all of these are embedded in how we relate to aging and our conversation about aging. And you'd be surprised how many people who are doing nothing don't have any time.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't have any time.
Exactly. And I just want to see if George has a question or Cherie, and if Marie, if she wants to, and if not.
So I just finished answering Lisa's question.
Real fast.
Yeah, we're having a summit in the mountains of Sundance here where we live, 3-day summit for people who want to take on altering and transforming the whole paradigm and conversation about aging. We're doing that in November. And it's a small group, about 20 to 30 people, but one that will make a profound difference in what's possible for human beings.
Oh, that sounds absolutely terrific. And
still on that subject, Ron, can you tell me what the paradigm shift was for you?
We don't have time, Lise. It's a good question, and we'll have to bring Ron back another time and ask him to do that. I need to find out if George or Cherie have a question, and then we need to get on to Patty Cota Robles.
about that.
So, George Cherie, do you have a question of this marvelous man while you have him here?
Well, this is Cherie, since George and pipe up. Yes, hi, Ron.
Hi.
So, what would you say that you have a person who is above 55, 60 years of age, and say that they have let their body go, and they're looking at themselves and they're going, oh, my God, there's no way. That's good for him, but there's no way I can do that.
Yeah.
Where do you suggest that they start?
Well, I think they should take the summit that we're
but,
because that's going to have a large component in it about your physicalness, your vitality, your energy, your health, because that's a critical part of any aging conversation. If we're not making progress in that area, the rest is sort of secondary. So, you know, both Mary Louise and I have done extensive research in strengthening our bodies, and we have found that we can pass that on to other people. So there's about 20 steps you can take, and we're going to distinguish those. You take as few as one step or 20, all 20, whatever you want, whatever fits your pace, and each one will deliver more energy and vitality and health and power to you, whatever your age.
What is the price and what are the dates?
Well, the price is $2,500, and the dates are the 11th, 12th, and 13th of November. It'll be held in, you can't believe where we're holding it. I mean, it's in Sundance, but it's in a place in Sundance. It's just a magical power spot. And people can look on the website, winningthesecondhalf.com, and it's got about the dates, and it's got about the content of the summit. And it's an opportunity not only to handle your own aging, but to start to handle aging for all of human beings, because, as I say, we're in a very dark place about aging and a superstition about it.
You certainly are, and I think it's a lot of our fear. So I'm really appreciating that. Give us a call at toll-free 866-RADIO-99 if we already have that number emblazoned into your brains, okay? Toll-free 866-RADIO-99. Also, email us from the website and say, hey, I missed that, or I didn't have a pen to write it down with, or whatever you want to say. And talk to this man. He'll talk to you. He'll talk back. And he'll talk back.
He is live.
One sentence. I've spent 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3.5 once with Ron Zeller, and the conversation altered my reality. That's what he's promising here. So I'm so behind you, Ron.
Great.
And if you want to stick around and check out Patty Cota Robles, you're welcome to, or you can exit at any time you wish. Patty comes on our show, listeners, and she comes on the first Wednesday of the month. And she's actually going to be talking about solar eclipses. Her background is profound. You can tell them anything you want about it, Patty. I trust you at this point. Whatever you want to say is fine.
Well, this is an important time, and all of us are beginning to awaken. And I think this is occurring for every human being on the planet. And I just feel like I'm one of those awakening people as well that are helping people realize that the opportunities that are available to us to reach our highest potential. And solar eclipses and lunar eclipses are powerful times anyway, but so many things are going on the planet right now. And the reason things look so chaotic in the outer world is because as humanity awakens and opens our heart, we have greater access to our God selves, and more light is actually flowing through us. So as the light is flowing through us, it pushes everything that conflicts with that light to the surface, and we see that manifesting in every corner of the world. And the thing that solar and lunar eclipses do, because of the added energies that come in at that time with that alignment with the Earth and the Sun and the Moon.
Can I interrupt you for a minute, Patty? This sounds like it's pre-programmed. Are we part of a pre-program?
Well, we're not. We are co-creating this reality, but there are opportunities and cosmic waves of energy that come that we can take advantage of if we choose.
God, the precision here, you know?
Yes, it is.
Don't you get stunned by the precision of the clock turning or something like that?
Right. Well, now that is the thing. The divine plan is unfolding, and we are being given the maximum assistance from the heavenly realms that we can receive from the beings of light as well as from all the celestial bodies that are assisting. So there are these cosmic moments of tremendous celestial events that are taking place to give us that catapult, that added push to move us into higher frequencies of light. And during this time, there is a solar and a lunar eclipse. The solar eclipse was on October 3rd, and the...
How does the solar eclipse affect us?
This particular solar eclipse had some conjunctions associated with Mars and Venus in it and began bringing to us that balancing of the masculine feminine within us and an opportunity for new beginnings, for us to begin letting go of the things that are preventing us from moving forward.
Wow.
And this energy builds in momentum during that time for the 2 weeks until the opposite of that. If we start with a lunar eclipse, then it's about 2 weeks till we have
a solar
eclipse.
It feels like I'm doing that right now, and it feels like the radio team is doing that.
Right.
Is that right? I mean, I noticed that everything seems lighter, Patty.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. This is building in momentum until the lunar eclipse, which will be a full moon lunar eclipse, which will take place on October 17th. So during this two-week period, for us to really work with releasing and letting go, focusing on what it is we want to put our power and intention into, these are times when we are more connected with our God selves than ever before, so we can begin to really understand and recognize the universal laws that affect us, such as the law of the circle, meaning that whatever we are sending forth through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings is going out and coming back expanded, manifesting in our lives. So we need to say with every thought, word, action, or feeling, am I adding to the light of my life or am I adding to the shadows? And how about now? And how about now?
And how about now?
Right. So that daily and hourly we're saying, okay, and if we're not adding to the light, if we're focusing on negativity and anger, we need to just not beat ourselves up. That's just counterproductive as well.
It just makes more darkness anyway.
Yeah, and we need to say, okay, what do I want instead of that? What do I want to manifest? What do I want to transform this negative challenge into? And then we start empowering.
I want to interrupt you a moment because I really think that the listeners may not really get that they're God. Like what you're saying is profound. If we take it as that we're the ones making darkness?
Right. It's something that every world religion has tried to teach us.
But it's hard to move into it because of the way the church talks about it. It projects it out somewhere. So it's hard for a human being to stand there and going, oh, my God, I am a God.
Right.
You know? And, oh, my God, if I rag on somebody else, oh, my God, I'm creating pain and anger and darkness in another human being. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know?
We need to get that there's our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God is this magnificent sun, and every one of us is a ray of light off of this sun. So all that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. We are the sons and daughters of God. And that means that we have the ability to co-create our reality, and that is our purpose and reason for being. So, as I said, we've talked about the laws of karma, the laws of cause and effect, reaping what we sow, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. We've had all of the verbiage, even scientifically in physics, we talk about like attracts like, action attracts action, but we haven't gotten it, that everything we are thinking and feeling, we are manifesting and creating in our lives.
Well, you know, maybe we have to bring I back in again. You know, we kind of got rid of I for a while and went into we, and maybe it's harder to own it if we don't say I.
Well, I think I am is certainly the
creative
words that bring it into manifestation.
There you go. I am.
And the thing is, we need to know that we are all I am and that we are all interrelated so that what we say through I am affects every other facet of life on the planet.
They say that 20 breaths of I am a day can change the course of your life.
Right. It's drawing forth the alpha. I comes from alpha, meaning the one of the beginning. Am comes from omega, meaning the ending. And when Moses spoke to the burning bush and said, who are you? And the response was, I am that I am. I am Alpha, I am Omega, I am the beginning, I am the ending. God was saying, I am all that is, and you are part of that. And so is every other particle of life in the whole of creation. So what we need to really get is that the oneness of life, that we can't harm a single part of life without that going out and hurting that part of life, but coming back and manifesting in our life. And if we just think daily through the day how many times we get ticked off, how many times we get angry, the negativity we're bombarded with when we turn on the news and or read a newspaper, we can see that we are feeding exactly what we don't want a great portion of our day. So we have to consciously start monitoring our thoughts. The expression is the price for freedom is eternal vigilance. Mm. We have to look at those things. And I don't mean we need to put our head in the sand and pretend it doesn't exist. But we need to detach emotionally and say, I am the light of God that is eternally victorious, and I'm going to blaze light through this and see this transformed into a higher expression of divine love,
well,
and healing, peace.
Maybe there's a higher expression than a conversation of God.
Well, certainly.
You know, I'm reminded of a Kundalini monk that came over and talked in terms of light. So, you know, it may be even, there may be even something, I've heard the conversation we're particles of light. Maybe we are. Maybe we're lights that are afraid to be bright.
Well, absolutely. We are, if we can just envision that all that our Father, Mother, God is who we are, then we are infinite and we are limitless. That includes our abundance, it includes vibrant health. You know, when Ron was talking about the aging process, this is a human miscreation. This isn't part of our divine plan.
No.
It's a malady that we bought into, and we keep bombarding our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with negative thoughts and feelings, which keeps breaking down the light particles. And if we fill ourselves with light and transform ourselves into that harmony of our true being, they will begin transforming and resonating at the frequency of limitless physical perfection, which is our divine destiny and our divine plan.
Mm. We've got very little time here, but if either Cherie or George or Maureen has a quick question, the next 30 seconds would be the time to ask it.
Again.
I heard the mute button. I gave 30 seconds for your mute.
So what I would like to know is the average person out there who doesn't, this language to them is very foreign. How could you explain what's going on? And in a way that the average person could say, okay, I can get my hands around that, I can grasp that.
Okay, our thoughts and feelings are like radio waves and television waves. And when we have an angry thought, we send this discordant wave through the atmosphere. It goes to the person we've sent it to, and then it returns to us, bringing that discordant energy back into our lives. And what might seem like a temper tantrum or an angry thought could manifest on that current of energy in our lives as a car accident, as poverty, as a financial problem, a relationship problem, a health problem, and seemingly unrelated things. But at any given moment, everything that's happening in our lives is a sum total of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have released through our earthly sojourn.
You actually have to become your thought, okay? Whatever your thought is. That's why you can't make up something false and say, oh, I'll be kind and generous and I'll serve in South Africa and it's never going to happen. And then you end up hating yourself when you would have served very well in Paris if you had just let yourself have the job, you know? So there's so much of what we choose that we have the chance to energize. And we're at the ultimate form, we're pure energy, okay? So all of these different conversations that you're listening to here on Waking Up in America, including the editors, is so that we can talk to as many people as possible. Each one of the people that you've heard on Waking Up in America is the absolute best of the best in their realm. What Patty is telling you is an incredible combination of spirituality, diplomacy, I'd have to say to you, Patty, and technology. And she can simplify it and do incredible conversations. However you want to talk to her, talk to her, and she'll talk back to you in that way. And where would it be best for them to write you, Patty?
They could write me at my email address. It's Patty, P-A-T-T-I, and the last name is Coda Robles, so it's C-R, Patty, C-R, at AOL.com.
Yeah, write to her. She'll write back.
And just put Patty in the subject line, because I get tons of people, so I'll know, so it'll get my attention.
Yeah, put Patty in the subject line, and that's the insider's thing for today, put Patty in the subject line. It's been a pleasure having you here to set the scales and the tones for the week and the month, so to speak. Do you have a last line you'd like to give us?
Well, just an important thing to elaborate on that question. The wonderful thing that's happening now is we are more in touch with our God self than ever before. So even people that have never heard this information on a conscious level before already know it in their heart. And when they hear it, it begins to stir and awaken that inner knowing and resonates as truth for them. So even people, you know, we do our free seminars all over the United States, and people that have never heard it come, and by the end of the seminar, they're crying and saying to me, thank you for reminding me of what I've forgotten. You know?
So why I'm such a bird dog about this woman is I went to one of her free seminars, just so you know. First time I heard one of her tapes, I went, where is she? So I'm rather proud of having you on Waking Up in America. That's why I wouldn't let you go, Patty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
You're welcome.
And Cherie Ross, you little sweetie you. Boy, have you got the good questions. If this was Radio Classrooms of America, I would have to give you an A+.
Gee, thanks, Professor.
So it's so cool because you ask such good questions. What I'm wondering is, what are you working at? Within the essential oils, what's the thing that you're looking at and most excited about this month?
Well, what I'm most excited about, I'm going to save for the last part of my talk, because I was one of the people who always ate her icky stuff first so she could have dessert. Save the best for last.
Okay, you get to have 4 minutes for your talk.
So here we go. We're going last week I promised that we'd talk about an oil that's specifically geared towards sinus concerns, throat concerns, any lung respiratory concerns, any chest concerns. And by the way, one of the side effects is if you happen to have any bone spurs floating around, it'll help dissolve those as well. But it will not affect your other bone tissue in any adverse way, but strengthen it. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an oil, it's a blend that I work with. It's from Young Living, and it's called RC. It stands for Respiratory Condition. And what that means, basically, is anything at all to do with the sinuses, the throat, the lungs, it will assist you in clearing up. Now, one of the secrets that RC works very well, and I'll tell you what's in it in a second here, is that oftentimes people who have sinus headaches or pressure in the sinuses or anything in the front of the face where they're just their nose and everything is all congested up or things are draining into their throat, one of the suggestions I'm going to have for you that works very well, a little tip, is take the RC oil and rub it on the back of your neck.
Really?
There are certain drainage areas in the lymph back there and the sinus drains back there also that get very plugged up and inflamed. And what happens is then you cannot drain it properly through the body, and the pressure builds up in the face and the head. If you rub this on the back of your neck, and if you have access to putting a warm towel over top of that, if not, it works just fine without it. Just a warm towel speeds it up a little bit. Put that on the back of your neck, the RC oil, and it literally will, you will feel the pressure just melting out of your head and the front of your face, your sinus area. It's phenomenal. It's absolutely tremendous. And if you're feeling like it's really in your ears as well, not only rub it around the back of your neck, but then go right and rub it behind the ears and then follow the earlobe right underneath the jawline towards the larynx or towards the front of the throat. So again, just, you know, take your hands and just rub a little bit of the RC oil behind the ears, follow the earlobe down, go down underneath the jaw, and follow the jaw all the way around to the voice box. And if you do that and just rub that 3 times, what will happen is you'll feel your ears start to open up and unblock as well.
And that's RC. I'm going to start using that in the ear cleaning practice, I think.
Yeah, RC is amazing for that. So what's in it? Well, quickly, there are 4 different types of eucalyptus. Eucalyptus globulus, which is known as one of the most powerful antiviral substances there are. 4 out of 5, 5 stars being the absolute highest possible, which there's no plant given 5. This one's given a 4, so you can see it's very high. Also, it takes specifically focuses on infections of the throat and the lungs and the sinus area. Eucalyptus radiata is awesome for the sinuses and is a decongestant and a mucolytic. And then you have Eucalyptus australiana, which is, again, a very hardly known eucalyptus. It's not real well known, but it's especially powerful for any type of a bug that you've got, whether it's a virus or a fungus or a bacteria or a mold. It's just phenomenal for that. And then wonderful Eucalyptus citradora. That is absolutely, it's very gentle but very effective. That's what's in there that helps to melt away the pressure. It just literally helps the inflammation just go right down and helps to stop the spasms from keeping the pressure up there. Because what happens is you have little tiny spasms that actually help the pressure to build by keeping the mucus and the things unhealthy microbes up in your sinus cavity. You bring in this particular oil, and it helps to relax those muscle spasms so that it literally can drain and be released. And then myrtle and pine and spruce and marjoram and lavender and cypress and peppermint. Now, if you had to buy each one of these oils singly, you would be over $150. Okay, this blend brings it all home to you for under $25.
That's amazing.
And it works phenomenally well. So it's very good to carry with you. Again, put it on if you've got a throat tickle, put it on your throat. 1 drop, put it in your hand, rub it on. Back of the neck, behind the ears, just keep it away from your eyes because it works very intensely and it has some vapors. That's why it works so well, so quickly, is the vapors. You can put a little bit under your nose. You can actually drink this. It doesn't taste real pleasant, but it's not gross either. You can put it in a capsule and drink it. And I just heard a wonderful tip from one of the doctors I work with today.
You get one wonderful tip, okay?
For children.
We have to go.
Yep. Oh, okay. Well, I'll save the wonderful tip for when I get back.
No, you do the wonderful tip.
Well, I have to tell you about Ecuador. Next week, I will not be here. I will be in Ecuador. I will be in the rainforest. And I will be working with the medical university in Cuenca, Ecuador, with the medical doctors there. We're going into the rainforest to extract plants. And one of the plants that we have found so far is a plant that has been thought to be extinct.
Oh, right!
But this plant, and it was found in Europe and in the Eastern Europe countries, Eastern Europe, Western, what we called Russia, and in all of Europe, grown wild. This plant was thought to be extinct in the 80s. We could not get it anymore. We have found it down in the rainforest in Cuenca, and what this plant is known for, by the way, is getting rid of depression, getting rid of...
God.
Yep, and...
Send me a quart!
And getting rid of Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm just going to sit on the street corner with little capfuls of this.
As well as many other things. So we are going down to distill it with the medical doctors. So that's the exciting news. I will tell you all about it when I get back. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Val.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And you can call or leave a message for Cherie at toll-free 866-RADIO-99, as you can for any of the other people that you've heard here. And please go to the website, which is wakinginupinamerica.com. And I declare we are waking up. So go to wakinginupinamerica.com and please sign up to be on our list. You can also use the list as a way to update yourself, and you can also use the list just to send us questions or comments, okay? Then we'll be giving away an iPod Shuffle come November, just before Thanksgiving. It's a privilege and a pleasure to have our next segment with George Rucheski. And George, our true leader, I don't know what you've been up in the world today. I bet you've been doing some pretty intense stuff in Florida or in Texas with all that's been going on.
Thanks, Val. As I listened to Ron Zeller today, I realized that what he was expressing is a key characteristic of true leaders. You see, leaders who make a difference are able to see the possible rather than the impossible. And when we were talking to Frank Hennessy, who was my first best boss, and Frank has had a very, very successful career as an executive, as a CEO, but he said, when we hold two opposing thoughts in our heads that would appear to be contradictory, and in a business sense, let's just say it is low-cost offering and high quality. Well, the conventional wisdom is that those two are not able to be done at the same time. They're mutually exclusive. That if you focus on high quality as your strategy, then you must have a higher cost. And if you focus on low cost, you must have a lower quality. Well, as Frank said, when we hold these contradictory thoughts in our heads at the same time, that's when all significant breakthroughs happen. And think about that for a minute, because you see, as soon as we believe that there's a possibility of finding a way that this is going to work, we don't have to know how it's going to work. We don't have to know who's going to give us the idea. We don't have to know where the idea is going to come from. But rather, we're holding it in our head. These two are both possible at the same time. And that's where, because we are prepared to receive that an idea, a suggestion, a comment, information, it can come from anywhere and it can come from anybody, but we're able to receive it and act on it because we're holding that thought. It's possible. Huh. And there was an interesting story of a group of kindergartners. And we hear that somebody asked them, how many of you could run a marathon? All of the hands went up. Same question was posed to a group of adults, and no hands went up. And what was the difference between the two? Was it just their age, or were the kindergartners not thinking, well, how fast can I run it? Will I be able to run it without walking? You know, all of the questions that we ask as adults, and we end up limiting ourselves because we say, well, I can't do it as fast, or I couldn't do it continuously, or whatever it is, we don't believe it's possible, and therefore we don't even raise our hand.
And therefore it isn't.
And therefore we never try. So the key is not that you know how to do it, not that you know where it's going to come from, but being able to hold in your head, I am seeking what is possible, and I know that it's possible. Then you go about this in a voyage of discovery, of being curious and finding out, where's it going to come from, who's it going to come from, how's it going to come to them, and we will discover answers once we set out with the right question. How do we make this work for us? And it is what powers and propels effective companies that are able to withstand the hurricanes in our lives, that are able to withstand the natural down cycles in our economy, that are there year in, year out, because they're built on the right principles. It is possible, and through the collective efforts of all of us, we will make it work. This segment has been brought to you by True Leader Coach, Inc., and you're welcome to call us for a free consultation on taking action in your life at 877-321-4852. That's 877-321-4TLC. And as we say in our business, share some tender loving care with each person who crosses your path today. Back to you, Val.
You're a good guy, George.
Thanks, Val.
You're welcome.
We all are good people.
I knew you'd say that.
And I have
No, it's the diva. The diva is
okay.
Coming up.
Go ahead.
Next, we have a diva. Her name is Maureen O'Crean. The diva's been putting on perfume. She's been rattling her boa. There's been, I've noticed kind of like a waking up in the diva. I didn't know divas could wake up.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone has the little diva light or Devo light inside them, and they just have to turn that juice up to keep shining brighter and brighter. So thank you, Val. This is Maureen O'Crean with Distinctively Diva, our message of fun and laughter and lightening up our lives. Today we're going to talk about getting back to fun, the mentals. With the change of seasons, we fall into a habit of sorts. You go through your clothes and put the summer clothes away and pull out the warmer clothes for fall. And for our sister divas that are down under, they do the reverse. You really don't think about the coming changes. You've been programmed since childhood. During the fall, we're ready for new learning, trying new things, and changing our schedules. If you stop to think about it, much of our life is pre-programmed, and so we often go through the motions of our days without even noticing it. Take your calendar out and look over the past 3 months, and I challenge you right now to mark off the times that you had fun. Real fun. Belly-laughing fun. Just tickled pink fun. Now, without looking, I know that they are few and far between for most of us. Why? Because our lives have been pre-programmed for other purposes for a very, very long time. Let's break it down a little. How much of your waking day goes to thinking about food and meals? We're trained to expect 3 squares a day and a couple of snacks. Work. How much of your day is already spoken for before you even begin? Map out from the time you start getting ready to work until you are completely finished for the day, and include thinking about work. In our families and relationship, how much of our day is spoken for by other people? And if you have pets, face it, even your pets have trained you. So now you get the picture. It's no wonder we're not having enough fun. If I begin dating and guys say, well, what do you do for fun? I never know. So here's a way to turn that around for yourself. I always notice that if I have bought something ahead of time, I will always do it. And so I want you to take the fun challenge. pre-purchased theater tickets for a show you are looking forward to seeing, or ballet or orchestra. Plan a vacation and put a deposit down. The Divas are going on a cruise next November. Go on one of those timeshare weekends and open up your mind to the possibilities. Pre-purchase movie tickets to a blockbuster coming out in December. Or purchase some flowers at our sponsor, ProFlowers.com, and set the delivery date out about 4 weeks. You'll forget about it and be delighted when they come.
That is so good.
And if you'd like a 10% Diva discount for ProFlowers.com, email Maureen at DistinctivelyDiva.com or call us toll-free at 866-RADIO-99, and I'll give you the secret code to get that discount.
Oh, my God.
So I want to thank our sponsors, Curves International, ProFlowers.com, and DistinctivelyDiva.com, the online community of women for women. And please sign up for our free newsletter and Daily Diva Word. You'll be delighted that you did at DistinctivelyDiva.com.
Oh, this is so good. It's so good. Well, I have been pretending for years that I don't have an opinion on anything. I set up a radio show that nicely stepped around me ever having to have an opinion on anything, and I thought, you know, if there's a place I'm not telling the truth, Maureen, I have opinions.
Really, Val?
Really, I have opinions.
I'm shocked.
And one of the, I can't tell you how liberating it is to have an opinion, because it means that you have to have picked a side, right?
That's right.
Like right or wrong, just like the course you want to spend with your life. Like, I have an opinion that hydrogen in the long run is way better than gasoline, way better. I have an opinion, and I have the facts to back it up. You know, I feel really good about that.
Mm-hmm.
I followed Michael Eisner's career up, down, and through the middle, and I have an opinion that Michael Eisner has done something so cool, I didn't know he could do it. So sorry, Michael, but what you did really profoundly impressed me. He gave his African art collection to the Smithsonian.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and here was the reason that he did it. And it was, everybody in the world wanted this art collection. You know, the Getty was after it, the L.A. County Museum of Art, the New York, blah, blah, blah. They all wanted it, right. Guess why he gave it to the Smithsonian?
Why?
They don't charge admission, and he wanted the American people to be able to see this amazing African art exhibit, which is, by the way, valued somewhere between 20 and 45 million.
Wow, awesome.
So there you go. And that's something that somebody did in the world, and that's something that I thank you for what you set up, because I think the Smithsonian is a safe place, you know, to do this kind of stuff. And I really want to declare that I really feel our country waking up. It's almost like it's spring in the fall. I've never seen anything like this. In the spring, when you watch buds beginning to burst in the flower garden and you watch the new grass coming up, I'm watching people all over the place wake up, and I have to include myself at the top of the list. I thought, I've been all these years talking about what was important to me, and what was important to me was world peace. That's what's important to me. Also, I like sex, I like fun, and I like money, so don't get worried. I like beauty, I like all those other things. But when I look at it, I was thinking, like, what would I like on my tombstone? And it would have all of those things, but they would be in the context of peace. And peace is something that I would like to see in my lifetime. And that's one of the reasons I run around and take a lot of vitamins and do a lot of this stuff and hang out with prime athletes and things of that nature, because I don't buy this malarkey about what it is to be a human being and the 65, you're over the hill. Hey, honey, I'm 65 and I'm just getting started on the best part of my life. And people that meet me don't believe I'm 65. I get, you know, it's a fun game to play. The game I'm playing is replenish myself and make sure that I'm not losing things. Like different, we lose different vitamins and minerals as we grow older, and so all you have to do is replace them. And I'm discovering lasers, and I'm Mary Louise Zeller. Ron's wife is one of the leading people in the area, Cherie Ross, our very own Cherie Ross. She didn't have time to tell you today, but there are cancer clinics that cure 98% of breast cancer. 98% of it. Why is this not in the headlines of the papers? These things are available to us right now that you've always heard about, the privileged rich. No, there just wasn't a good communication for sharing what everybody started to know. The rich usually find it out first because the rich usually are the ones that have funded the research. So, and they also do a lot of guinea pig testing on themselves and things of that nature. So being a rich person isn't always what you might think it is. So we have these rich people funding these wonderful things that are happening. We're hearing stories of AIDS dropping back. The problem is that by the time we roll through our government functions and go through, quotes, all the proper channels, what happens is 10, 20 years have gone by. So I like Malcolm Gladwell's tipping point, and I honor Malcolm Gladwell, and I honor the concept of the tipping point or the concept of the 100th monkey, and I invite us in America to wake up and to actually claim the glorious lives that are ours, and there are plenty of coaches around if you need coaches, and there's great stories available if you want great stories, and we'd love to hear your stories on Waking Up in America. Write us at the website at heavenincorporated.com, also known as wakingupinamerica.com. Write to us. Let us know what you want to do. We're glad. We are so glad that you come and you listen. Let your friends know. We're glad that you've been here with us. This program is produced by Kirkgaard Media Group, Radio Classrooms of America, our radio partners, ConeenCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, our executive producer, Nathan Jett, and thanks to our incredible guests today, Ron Zeller and Patty CR, and our chief technical officer, Pete Laubach, the silent giant in the background that makes all of this happen, and thanks to the team at Voice America, Denise and Eric and Ruben and Sam. And this is a global thing we're doing, folks, and you can be part of the global expression. Ask yourself, what is the thing that I really wanted to be the most when I was a child? If it was a fire engine, a person that polished fire engines, go down and help at the fire station. Live the life that's important to you and take the risk and wake up. Join us all. We're awake and we're kicking and we're creating. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.